Everybody all right this morning? I'm all right this morning. All right. So, all right. Let's get started. Your homework was to look up the definition of virtue. All right? So, anybody want to go first? Because I got it right here, but I want to see what your definition of virtue is. Anybody got a definition? Right. Right.
And the faith that we have, we walk together.
That's right. All right.
And the morals and the values and the stuff that's dealing with you.
Because virtue covers all your character. Everything. Because if you don't, if Jesus was standing there drunk and had two prostitutes in his arm, the woman would never have. She couldn't draw any strength from that. She had to know, like the little woman at the well. We know that when Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. What was she doing? She was identifying what she had got from previous learnings, and then she was standing in front of the very fountain of virtue, and she could relate to that. All right, anybody else? No, the strength that they're talking about here is more of a value of a person as far as what's inside. Because you got to have we'll read some quotes in a minute. But, the virtue Jesus had and the virtue we need can't be different because that's where it comes from. It can't be two different virtues. It's got to be the same virtue. And it's the same strength. And you'll read Brother Branham, he'll say, he got weak. He got weak because virtue. But he said, you did it. I didn't do it. He said, you did it. You drew the virtue out of me. So that's the same thing with Jesus. So there's no, and same thing with you and I. Now, you and I, now, there has been one time in my life that I have felt that weakness. And that was in Jamaica several years ago. That the people were drawing so much strength till you just had to sit down. Because it's like you'd run a marathon and you hadn't take two steps. But, see, it's not only for healing. Actually, healing is a very small part of virtue. Very small. The very reason we come to church today is that we feel that Brother Dale has virtue to preach the gospel that's going to connect back to you and I. Well, see, that's the same way with Jesus, the same way. If he had not lived the life, preached the word that he was, and all those things, then the woman that at the well, or the woman that was touching his garment, she'd never touched the garment of Jesus. But it was virtue, it was strength. And it's not physical strength, but yes, it is strength as far as when you draw virtue out of someone, you draw strength. And Brother Brown, they had to carry him off. So it was physical strength. Did they not carry him off the platform? Did Jesus not sit down and lay down in a boat when a absolute Category 5 storm was going on in the boat and he was still asleep? And you know what? This wasn't no huge boat. The boat probably wasn't much bigger than this room. And he was laying down asleep, and the water was probably, Brother Brown said he was coming from a healing campaign. And he was so tired till physical strength was drawn from him. All right? So we got to look at that virtue is strength. And it's not, see here, the one I got says manly strength. It's not manly as in, huge muscles, bench 600 pounds. That's not the virtue he's talking about. Because Brother Branham, he'll tell you, he say, I've seen people that was, 6 foot tall. And, of course, back then, 6 foot tall was pretty big. 6 foot tall and big arms, and he said not have 1 ounce of man in him. Why? There was no strength, inner strength. There was no virtue that anybody could draw from him. So, did anybody else have a...
Power in the words.
Okay. All right.
Behavior showing moral standards. Mm-hmm. Goodness, virtuousness, righteousness,
morality, right.
Integrity, dignity, rectitude, honor, decency,
right.
Respectability,
yep.
Ability, worthiness,
yep.
Purity.
See, a lot of people, and we'll read it, I think I got the quote, we're in the Statue of a Perfect Man that Brother Branham said, it's not, this virtue is not being a virgin. Okay? Has nothing to do with that, but it does have something to do with it. You got to keep your life clean, you understand? But that's virtue after you're born again. We're not worried about you doing something wrong, you know, not being a virgin after, you understand what I mean? Not going and having an act that you shouldn't have had. If you didn't have one when you were a sinner, you definitely shouldn't have one when you're a Christian. You know, find you a good woman and get married, then have fun. Lisa, you got your hand up? It's inner strength. Sure. That's right. See, that's what I wanted everybody to look and see. Everybody goes, well, it was for the woman, it was for this one, but that faith and virtue's got to come with you first. Peter did not walk up to the gate beautiful and just realize he had virtue. No, I believe Peter knew he had virtue. I believe Peter had been talking to God. I believe God was showing him things. And then when the guy says, hey, Peter says, silver and gold have I none. In other words, Peter did, like I said many times, Peter didn't have to go back to the Bible to get his strength. There wasn't one. He was writing it at the time. There was Old Testament scrolls, but it didn't have the power. Come on, it didn't have the power that Peter had. Because Peter was on the mount when Jesus even said, and he said, now I have a more sure word of prophecy. Well, the more sure word of prophecy is he knew he was standing and that he could give virtue. You got to know from the inside. You got to know from here that you've got virtue. And it's a confidence builder that somebody else can draw strength from that. But you got to have it for yourself. Jesus had it for himself. Jesus was confident in who he was. Why? Brother Branham said, because he knew who he was. He had all the virtues working in his life because he was those very virtues. Made manifest in a human flesh and was able to live a human life and have virtue. Knowledge, temperance. So that's good. Next. Everybody understand that? We got virtue that is drawn from you and then the virtue that's in you. All right, Brother Joe. Sure, go right ahead. Got to have confidence before you can give it out. But you know what? It's a revelation. Every one of these are a revelation. Every one of these is a birth. It's a birth of God that's, we're going to read maybe, I think I got one where Brother Bram says that virtue, a lot of people have virtue. There are a lot of people in this world that I like being around. And they ain't one bit of Christian they ever was, but they have certain characteristics about them that I like. But now I'm not going to sit there and draw strength in my Christian life from that, but in my human life. You have a lot of people even that are good in finance and good in this and good in that. Well, it's good to listen to them if they've been successful. You know, of course, Dave Ramsey's more of a Christian-based organization, so he can put his in Scripture. But there are people that are out in the world that you could draw strength from as far as your personal life, as far as, you know, first one thing and another, but we all got to go back to one thing. The Bible tells you how to raise your kids. Bible tells you how to raise your kids. Bible tells you how to live right. Bible tells you how to treat your wife, like we just read, and husband. So we don't have to get it from somebody. It's like a lot of people said before, and I know Daddy mentions it a lot, that people write how to raise kids and they've never had a kid in their life. Well, now, to me, I can't draw virtue from that. I can't draw virtue from that. I'd rather listen to Gabby. I'm honest. This guy can have a PhD, LLD, DUMB, or whatever. But I'd rather listen to somebody that's raising three kids than to listen to somebody that's, you know, write a book up somewhere and never had an experience with children in their life. They've got what? Head knowledge. And head knowledge is not this knowledge. This knowledge is okay, but it's got to drop down to here. That's why that knowledge right there has nothing to do with your school or your schooling as far as natural schooling. All right? But watch how these virtues are. You about to choke? You okay? He gagged a little bit, so he's okay. But virtue. All right, anybody else? Anybody else got one? Because, Brother Ryan.
We've got about 10 of them. One
in particular, conformity of one's life and conduct to moral and ethical principles. So it all comes back to an overview is the life you live. The life you live reflects what's inside of you. Can't help it. It's going to happen. Okay, one way or the other. And then we can draw, as Christians, we can draw strength from that. And watch what God's doing. He's not, these are Holy Ghost virtues. Okay, not talking about virtue one, but virtues. These are Holy Ghost given virtues. So that's the way he acts. So when we can connect to that, we know that that person's got Holy Ghost virtue. And let's go one step further. It's got to be exercised. Not an exorcism. It's got to be exercised. All right? Like running a race. Got to keep that heart pumping. Well, that's the same thing with virtue. Jesus never got up on a stool or a pedestal and said, hey, you got to look at me. Now, he was confident in the way to where he said, I am the resurrection and the life, because he was the one. But now watch old Peter. Peter says, look on me. So you got to have that inner confidence, not where you have to. He didn't have to get up and make a scene out of it, what I'm saying. We look at that at that scene where Peter and whoever that was walking into the gate beautiful. Is there's only them two and that one man. No, there's thousands of people moving around. And he probably wasn't the only beggar that was there. Right? Surely to goodness, he wasn't the only beggar sitting there. All right? So something happened to that man. He was calling, and Peter said, look on us. So when he got the man's attention from all this other stuff out here, he got the man's attention. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Now, the definition of virtue that I saw from the dictionary was conformity to a standard of right or morality, which is correct. A particular moral excellence. Virtue. Then it says celestial hierarchy. A beneficial quality or power of a thing. Manly strength or courage, valor. A commendable quality or trait. Now look, man says it's a commendable quality or trait. Now, Brother Branham said it's a requirement. It's not just commendable. It's required that we be that, right? It's a requirement that we have these things working in our life. And look at this one, number six. A capacity to act. Potency. Peter had the capacity to act. Because he had it in him when he was walking down the road. He had potency. In other words, the man said, alms for the poor or whatever, you know, and Peter would, I ain't got nothing for you, man. I don't have nothing for you. No. He had some potency. He had what he needed, and the man drew it, a capacity to act. Peter would have never stopped, but the Holy Ghost in him was telling him, stop. And then what Peter said, look on me, look on us. In other words, get. And remember what Brother Branham would say? He'd say, lady, look at me. What was he doing? He was getting the attention to focus in on one thing. Not all the people shouting and speaking in tongues and praying around you or jumping up and down or anything. He said, look at me. Well, what Peter was the same way. Peter said, look on me. All right. So right here is the one on the angel of the Lord in 1951. Brother Branham said, the woman that touched the hem of his garment got the blessing she asked for. He felt virtue go out. But when them men that knowed he was a prophet, this is a point here I want to make. But when them men that knowed he was a prophet, as the woman at the well knew he was a prophet, put a rag around his head and hit him in the head with a reed and said, now if you're a prophet, tell us who hit you. They didn't feel no virtue, did they? It was the way you approach it. Now Jesus had the same virtue in him when they put the rag around his head and said, prophesy and tell us, right? Because remember, Peter even rebuked Jesus because Peter said, Lord, everybody's touching you. So it's not just the physical touch. It's got to be that capacity to act or that strength that's already inside of you. All right? Same way with you, your children, natural children. Should be able to draw virtue. I said should be. Able to draw virtue and strength from you as a parent. All right? And I know we fail miserably doing that, but still, I've told you many times before, I wanted in my life what made Daddy act the way he did in his life. Because he thinks he's a failure, and I think he did a good job raising the children. And Mom also. So you can draw virtue from that too. You draw virtue really from the mothers probably more than you do the... Come on, I mean, because mothers... Mother's the one that nurtures you, right? And she's the one that the daddy's kind of there to correct a little bit, but that mother's there to be with you every day, you know, day in and day out. So it's the very same virtue, though. It's the very same virtue. But see, like I said, remember, Brother Ram says some people can have virtue and not have the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of virtuous parents out there that raise their kids right, and they smoke, drink, cuss, and all, you know. But normally, it's not that way. Normally, if they're sorry parents, they're sorry children. But if you got some good people, that's just being good. That's just drawing moral strength from a moral standpoint. We're talking about something higher than that. Come on, we're talking about heavenly virtue. This is the virtue that comes straight from God, not just because you were made by God and you have this virtue. Because a lot of people, like, I'll go back again, Brother Bram said, a lot of people's got these virtues and not even born again. But being a good parent and being a God-fearing parent and putting all that together, virtue is really, to me, virtue is why it's down there. See, the pyramid is down there right next to faith. If you don't have that strength for people to draw from, and like Lisa said, for you to draw off yourself. Got to come from you first. That fountain don't flow over there in the corner. That fountain flows from here. All right, so it comes from right here. Jesus said didn't have to go get it, and you don't have to go get it. It should be inside of you. But that's why virtue is down there right next to faith. Because without virtue and confidence in yourself, how are you going to have knowledge? Because faith is just believing. Come on now, faith is just, there it is, I believe it. But now virtue, you got a lot to deal with virtue. But it's lying right there in the faith that you have. Faith. Add to your faith, add to what you believe, virtue. And then, man, when you, to me, Peter Peter was a man that was, I'm trying to pick my words right, Peter was a, sometimes a renegade, wouldn't you think? Cut off a guy's ear, curse Jesus. When Jesus, even when he resurrected, Peter went fishing. He was out there naked in a boat, you know, right? Remember, he swam back to shore and there was Jesus. You know, he said, I'm going fishing. Man, if somebody that was dead and raised from the dead, and I saw him 3 days later, I wouldn't be fishing. But that was Peter's character. But see, God took that character that Peter had, and he molded that so much till why didn't Paul come out and show the virtues? Paul may have been a virtuous man to start with. He was raised under Gamaliel. He didn't have the problems Peter had. Let me just put it that way. Right? But when Peter got the same new birth Paul did, God molded that together. And man, if you could tell it from anybody, you'd have to tell it from Peter. Fishermen were pretty rough. You know how fishermen are pretty rough now? You know, they're pretty tough individuals. They're the ones that filled the bar rooms and all that up. But for them to see Peter then being fishers of men, not fishers of fish, and cursing and all that stuff, you can draw virtue and strength from that. Because, man, something's changed in that person. Something's really birthed. It's birthed into that person. That's what it is. These virtues are birthed. They've birthed into you. All right? What was your question? Exactly. Brother Branham, I'll read it in just a few minutes. Brother Branham said, it, just like I said, it's not me that does it. He said, you're pulling the strength from me. That's why when he was in a prayer line and he'd be talking to a person, even in that video, you watch the video, he's talking to a person and then he turns his head. Well, when he does, that light goes away from that person and goes out in the audience. Well, what happened? That person out there was drawing something that she needed. It was a black sister that she needed something, and he turns and he said, that light's over that sister's head. Well, what happened? That lady was drawing virtue, see, from Brother Branham. Now, I don't know, because it never happened to me like that. But I don't know how in the world, because, see, there was people pulling on him all the time. There was just certain ones that I guess was pulling more than the others, because Brother Branham said, you know, it's just milky white all over the building. And that's when he'd fall out in, under the anointing. Well, he could only stand it just a little while. And because many people were pulling. I don't know how in the world he picked them out. But that was just God's sovereignty, knowing that this person needed it, and this person needed it, and this person needed it.
Like Sister Gwen said, the virtue is a substance. It's something seen, but it's not seen.
That's right.
Because the woman believed who Jesus Christ was.
That's right.
So she knew there was something there.
That opened the channel.
But unseen was what she received.
Yeah.
And got her healed.
Right. Well, see, the channel opened up because the other people were touching and moving Jesus around. Probably in their mental brain, they were saying, Beelzebub, and get out of my way. I've got work to do. And you understand what I'm saying? But the woman had a need. So here's the need, and here's the well. Here's the need, and here's the well, which was Jesus, the well, or you, or me, or anybody. Here's the well. Many times you shake hands, rub shoulders with people and all that, but what about that one person that comes up and says, thanks for laying hands on me because I received my healing? The channel opened up. In that spirit world, like you said, we manifest it. But that's what I said about faith, and you'll understand this because you show me virtue. Show me. Pick, you know, I can show you this piece of paper, but show me virtue. I only can show you how virtue acts, because your actions speak louder than your words. But I can show you how my virtue is because of the action. Same way with knowledge. Paul even says, and we're going to get into knowledge, because Peter said you can know all mysteries. All mysteries. One God, water baptism, no eternal hell, serpent seed. And not have charity, you're lost. Okay? Not have charity, you're lost. So here, let's read a couple of quotes, and then we'll read in Mark But why did the person not, when the people were beating him on the head, they weren't looking for virtue? That woman had a need. She would had been, let's just say this, she'd been on her period for years. She'd never got enough blood in her to even move around. She'd been to doctors and physicians and all these other people. But see, in her heart, she said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She said, "That see, there's the confession." Now, Jesus, remember, he was walking down through there, and we'll read it in a minute, and he said, turns around and says, "Who touched me?" Well, she must have reached under there and crawled up there and touched his garment and then backed out. Because he turned around and he said, "Touch me." And then Brother Branham will say, the Holy Spirit led him to that person. Because he had lead you, Brother Branham, that black sister was pulling his virtue, and then he went directly to that. All right? Who had her hand up? Remember, faith is totally something you believe that you can't see. Now, by having that, though, the virtue shows. By having that, the knowledge shows. By having that, the temperance shows. By having that, the patience shows. Oh, that's why Brother Bram said new birth is the most important thing in your life. Because without the new birth, you can't have godly virtue. These are God-given virtues. They're not man-given virtues. All right, the angel of the Lord, we read that. So let's go. Oh, I'm sorry.
My brother Branham said if you can get the people to believe you, that's how virtue can come out.
That's right.
If they don't believe you, they can't.
That's right. Remember, the angel said, he said, if you can get the people to believe you. Mm-hmm. Good point. Not believe in Jesus. Believe in you. Nothing will stand in front of you, not even cancer. Okay? So that's, and you say, well, no, I got to have faith in God. If I see it displayed in a man, I don't have to go looking for God. I found him. Oh, ye are gods, who the word comes to. That's what I told him out in Kansas. I said, God wants you to be God. It's not that God's tired and God's got too much to do. He wants you to be God. Right? Why do you make us ambassadors or representatives? Because we've got ambassadors all over the world. United States ambassadors. We've got embassies in every country. Right? Now, Barack Obama can't be in every country at the same time. But he has ambassadors that are in those countries that filter through what he says, and then they're the representative of the United States. Same way with God. God can be anywhere and everywhere he wants to be. But he wants to display his attributes through you. All right? I don't think we've come to that realization yet. But I think Brother Dale's trying to tell us something here with the foreknowledge of God and all that coming, showing that you and I were not just people chosen. We're chosen people. But we're not chosen by God, we're chosen in God. All right. Mark 5:30, and Jesus immediately knowing in himself, nobody else knew it but him, that virtue went out, turned about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" All right. So let's keep reading. In the Greek lexicon, this word for virtue in the Greek means dunamis, which is power. You've heard Brother Ernie Villanueva say this word many times if you pay attention. Dunamis, power, mighty work, strength, miracle, might. That's what that word virtue means. Strength, power, and look, inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Now, what happened with the guards They weren't looking for that, like Sister Trudy said. They weren't looking for a virtuous man. They weren't looking for that, so there was no virtue there for them to draw. The virtue was there. They just didn't open the channel. But see, inherent power, power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature, or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. Now, is it, go back to the same thing we were talking about. I got to have it. People draw from it. But it says inherent power. Inherent power inside of you. Supreme power and control. Right? And what was supreme power and control? Brother Branham said that was Jesus there, the greatest anointing was when he sat down and saw himself in the Bible. Right? There in Luke. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You understand? Close the book and precious words proceeded from his mouth. All right? Power to perform miracles, moral power and excellence of soul, the power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Of course, that's manly stuff. Let's go to Luke. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. All right, and then you go down to Luke 8:45. This is the different, this is the lady. Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter said that there was with him, said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody touched me. Peter, you don't understand, but you know what? One of these days, that's going to happen to you. Could he not have told him that? And Peter probably was like, no, ain't no way. Because Peter was kind of the bodyguard. To me, Peter was Jesus' bodyguard. You know, he was, you know, when they come to get him, you know, he sword and whacked the guy's ear off, you know. And he was kind of Jesus' bodyguard. And Jesus said, hey, somebody touched me. And probably Peter didn't understand. Do you think Peter understood? I don't. Because he said, he was kind of rebuking Jesus. He said, man, everybody's hitting you. I'm trying to keep them off of you. He said, no, somebody hath touched me. For I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. That's why he knew that. All right, now let's read right here. Now, perseverance, to be persistent, to try to make a goal, trying to. You've got your mind set on something, and you're persistent in it because you believe it's the thing that you want, and you believe you can get it. Now, pardon me, to be persistent, you've got your mind made up now that what you're going to do. Now, you cannot have faith in God without knowing the Word of God or knowing something about God. Now, someone told me if you touch that post, you'll get well. You're sick. I wouldn't believe that. You might do it, but that's just a little too strong for my faith. I don't believe there's any virtue in that post, no more than I believe there's virtue in a statue or a monument or crucifix. I believe the virtue is in Christ, and Christ is the Word. So that's where we draw it from. We keep it inside, and then it works its way out. All right, we'll stop right there and read the rest of that next Sunday.
That's
yes.
Why for us, I'm so God is getting greater, because when virtue keeps drawing,
sure.
And drawing, keeps getting greater.
Well, honestly, Jesus had nobody to work through until he came back on the day of Pentecost, like he wanted to. He had no one to work through. He was very patient in waiting for that time of the day of Pentecost when he had 120 people that was like-minded and he could use.
Patience.
Hmm?
I said patience.
Yes, sir.
All of it.